this is the time of the cleansing, and I hate to say this, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. And it's, let's just say it's already begun. Every soul is different, and every soul's at a different level of consciousness. Really, we're all here to, you know, grow and learn. And Spirit's saying, you signed up for this. This is your job. You agreed to do this. What people don't realize is there's a war that's begun, and it's already begun. And that war is between light and dark, and there's no gray area anymore.
The cannabis industry is expected to grow from $150 million in 2018 to over $57 billion by the year 2027. This is a ground floor opportunity, and Greenflower has a free ebook showing the 500 best jobs available in this huge expanding market. Click the link below to learn more and to get your free copy. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This show is going to be really different. When you talk to people from all different walks of life, you realize that no one really knows what the future is going to bring, what's really going on. There's so many secrets. Everything's top secret. Nothing's transparent. So unless you get really good sources, and you never know if they're really good sources, you don't really know what's going on, because everybody's world is compartmentalized. In the United States, especially with the top secret things going on. So what's really happening? And so I figured, as a change of pace, I would bring on a psychic. Her name is Michelle Whitedove. She's considered the number, she's been crowned in the past by Lifetime TV, the America's number one psychic. She's been tested so many times on so many different in ways. She was tested on the Sixth Sense International channel, which airs in over 100 countries. And on the Lifetime Challenge, it was called the American Psychic Challenge, and it was filmed under strict FCC guidelines to guarantee authenticity. And she won that challenge. She is the most tested medium in America. And so she's gone out and she's proved her skills. It's amazing when you watch some of the things that she can do. And I ask her all sorts of questions of where this stuff started. And so I'm going to read you some information from her website, which is really remarkable. She was naturally gifted since childhood. Michelle has many God-given talents. These abilities enable her to connect with her guardian angels and spirit guides to give clear and accurate information about personal issues, world events, and the future. She has a 98% accuracy rate with her readings. And in fact, I went all over the internet and I look at, there's people who say psychics are frauds and who aren't. And she has been pretty across the board considered legitimate. And a lot of the ones who are, you know, rated high as psychics are considered frauds on a lot of lists and a lot of people who analyze. But they always say that Michelle Whitedove is legitimate and she's the real deal. So that's an interesting thing when I did that research. Reading more, Whitedove has been featured on TV around the globe, including the HBO documentary No One Dies in Lilydale. And you can watch that on Amazon. You can purchase that. It's a film that showcases her gifts. As an expert in her field, she has been featured on some of North America's most conservative shows. The Today Show, interviewed by Matt Lauer, ABC, I don't think these are the most conservative shows, but that's what her website says. ABC TV's 190 North, CBS News, Fox News, WGN Superstation Morning News, PBS TV's Viewpoint, CTV News, Breakfast TV Canada, Alan Colmes Show, and NPR to discuss the reality of psychic abilities and after-death communication. And what she means probably by conservative isn't in the political view of liberal conservatives. She means more on being open to the idea of psychics and needing more factual evidence. I think that's what she means by conservative. She was also invited to give a reading to Patty Stanger, Bravo TV's Millionaire Matchmaker. So she did that. But this is other things that she does. She's psychic abilities as a clairvoyant, clear-seeing. Michelle receives visions of people, places, things, and of the past, present, and future. She is listening to messages from the other side And as an empath, she takes on the sensations of the physical and emotional states of being. She's a psychic detective. She's using all her gifts as a psychic detective. Michelle can help to solve crimes. And she does that a lot. She solves crimes, works with different agencies and things. She doesn't like to charge for it. And she talks about that. She doesn't think it's right to charge to solve a crime, but it's something that she feels is rewarding. It's hard. It's really hard on her because you end up being part of that person, and it's difficult. She solves disappearances and mysteries. She is able to give previously unknown information by creating a psychic profile to help investigators and relatives unravel the truth about events that occurred. She's a forensic medium. White Dove has the ability to see events from the past and give a detailed timeline. Her goal is to channel unbiased information to support known facts and subsequently reveal the truth of a historical event or crime. She gives past life readings. She's a health intuitive. As a health intuitive, Michelle can see into the physical body and advise her client to seek appropriate medical help, which I've seen her do some of that, which is incredible. It's really incredible to see her look at a stranger, tell them what is wrong with them, and then they can verify it when they go and get tested. It's really quite amazing. Spiritual and physical healing is a gift Michelle uses when spiritual calls her to do so. As an intuitive healer, she's able to see the physical or emotional problems within the person's being. Through prayer, her compassion towards the sick opens a healing force from the heavens, causing many patients to release pain and suffering. This is incredible. At the age of 18, White Dove is involved in a fatal car wreck where friends and family perished. During that tragedy, she had a near-death experience and experienced the grandeur of heaven. She gives proof that life continues, even on the other side of life. This is a quote from her, which I love. No matter what circumstances that we are born into, whether it be abuse, neglect, poverty, or physical limitation, the human soul is strong enough to overcome and triumph. Michelle White Dove. So we get into all sorts of things. She's dipping her toes into the New World Order, the shadow government, cryptocurrencies. And we talk about all the topics I talk about on my show, but I'm doing it with a psychic. And I want to understand what's going on in this world. And I, no holds barred, just tell me what's going on. Some of the stuff might be disturbing what you hear, and some of it might be rewarding here. I don't know. It's a conversation. So please don't say, let her talk and just ask questions. And I know I talk a lot, but it's a conversation. I want to engage her. And we ended up having a wonderful conversation. I even got a text message from a multiple from her assistant that said that she just had a wonderful time chatting with me. And it was just a really great experience. And she felt a connection. And to me, that's the important part. Is that when I can create a connection, you get the genuine article from somebody. Whereas if it's a cold interview and I just sit there and I can't have a relationship type conversation, you don't get the genuine. And that's what I wanted. And Michelle White Dove, what you'll see is she's just a beautiful person. I just thought this was great. I had just a wonderful time talking to her. So I asked her to come back on a regular basis. So that's what I'm hoping she does. And that we set up something regular. I think, you know, it's kind of like Cliff High's predictions that he was doing. He believes that everybody has a little bit of psychic ability. Well, now we got somebody that is really gifted and is going to talk to us. You know, the CIA has done a lot of experience, and we know they've done some really kind of nefarious testing and things with MK Ultra and different things. But in their conclusions, they've concluded that I think it was 2% of people have highly gifted. I don't know if they percent to it. I don't know why I'm remembering 2%, but they have highly gifted, very talented clairvoyance. And she's like the best of the best. So let's get into this amazing interview with Michelle White Dove. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
I am so excited. I have so many questions that I want to ask you, but let's start with, you are the most tested medium in America. What does that mean? What were you tested on? And you're considered the number one psychic in the country. What does that mean?
Well, I am the number one psychic in America. and I had to prove that by going on national TV and being, the FCC was involved, contracts, police officers, judges, you name it, the whole thing. We worked murder cases, found bodies, all kinds of things. I was filming America's Psychic Challenge. It took, I think, about 3 weeks to film, and then that was in Hollywood. No, was it in Hollywood, America? I'm Psychic Challenge. Yeah, Hollywood. How could I forget, right? Hollywood. So where were we going with that?
Well, I was just wondering, yeah, what were some of the things that you did? How did they determine that you were the number one psychic? I mean, were there a bunch of other people and you competed or what?
Oh yeah, you didn't see it, Sarah.
No, I didn't. And I want my listeners, if there's a link, is it on YouTube now?
Yeah, hold on. It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay, so we can watch that whole competition.
You can watch the whole competition on that.
Okay, excellent. You're solving murders, and now how does that work? How do you know? How do you even know? Like, if somebody,
Okay.
let's say it's a murder situation.
Okay. How do I know? Spirit. Well, let's say, first of all, they can't tell us anything. We were being tested. And I did it because I wanted to prove to, I thought it was only going to air in the United States for a short time when I did the show. And just for everyone that's listening, I turned that show down 3 times. And after that, finally, we came to an agreement because, it's got to be straight, clean, and fair. And I didn't know anything about the money. They never told us about the money. And I didn't do it for any other reason other than to prove to people that there are people in this world, like myself, even though they call me a freak, that are extremely gifted and that can use their intuition and can even go as far as going, if you want to be a psychic. You don't have to be, just use it for yourself, your own intuition, or if you want to share a message with a friend. Not everybody wants to go out in the world and be a public spiritual or psychic medium. I did it because I wanted to get the messages out to the world through books, radio, places. My high heels have been walking for at least 21 years, clock, 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 on every road in New York, California, the old world. You probably, Sarah, and your listeners may not know. I also did another show that made America's Psychic Challenge look like a walk in the park. They were trying to discredit all of mediumship, or like discredit all of this, meaning anything spiritual. They're not religious. I actually filmed in Holland, Amsterdam, and it's called Sixth Sense International. And that is also on my website, and I believe it is on the YouTube page.
Have you heard about plasma energy and all the amazing healing potential it has? Many have experienced how plasma energy can help your body. Recent university tests have shown the effectiveness of balancing plasma energy and putting your body back into biological balance. Tests have shown success in lab animals and human beings by altering conditions of cancer, AIDS, diabetes, malaria, Ebola, E. coli, high blood pressure, brain issues in adults and children, and many other imbalances in the body. Learn more from Dr. Paul and researcher Lynn Schmaltz and how they are using plasma energy to help people heal. See the link below. Well, do you work with the CIA or FBI or local law enforcement on murder cases on occasion?
I have, but I prefer, where I normally get them is the families contact me, and then depending on what it set of circumstances, every murder case is different of what is, what you can or can't do depending on what happens. I'm trying to think, the last murder case, Japan. Oh, Japan contacted me, and they flew in, And we did a very, very, oh, it was the best, one of the best results. This poor, beautiful young girl loved her brother so much. They were like twins, inseparable. And he was murdered, but they made it look like it was suicide. And it was just, you know, boom, shut up. Well, she stashed herself in the house for 10 years and cried and lost it in the family. And it was just one big mess. So when she contacted, I was a little hesitant. Then Japan wanted a case. So I ended up going in, and I actually, you see me in the car with a bunch of Asian guys with cameras that I love. Thank you. They were all so nice. They were the best. And they were very gracious. But we were able to solve it. And she is now up and working and doing the very thing that is what I call justice. She is giving back. Because of what happened to her brother, she now is a forensic detective.
Wow, that's really great. So you do some of that stuff. Now, how do you know? I mean, go ahead.
I was born with it. And, the best way I could say, Sarah, and by the way, your name is my favorite name.
Oh,
I said if I ever had a girl, I would name her Sarah, but Serafina, but call her Sarah, which means angel. So you're an angel.
Thank you.
All right. So back to the hard stuff again, or we're going to light stuff.
Well, you can direct this a little bit too, if you want. I mean, if you have certain things that you want to bring, but I wanted to talk about the shadow government, because you've been covering that, which is interesting for a psychic to be thinking about the shadow government for so long, since 2008, you've been writing about who is the power behind the shadow government? What is it?
That's just, why do you think it's called the shadow government? You never see those heads. You never see those people. If you want to just say people, it's heads that you'll never see. It's so far up. It's beyond FBI, CIA. That's how far up it is.
Is it a family of wealth? Is it the Illuminati families?
That's part of it.
What's the other part?
Oh, good. Light and dark. Think of it as like a board. The shadow government is basically, think of it as shadow, meaning dark. And why also shadow is because they want to stay dark, in the dark, or keep us in the dark. How's that? Like when you turn on the TV and it's the news comes on and they're telling you, oh, look, there's this storm, which is a storm hitting North Carolina, unfortunately. I send my prayers, love, and light. I ask that for those that are listening. North Carolina is going to get hit, and so my prayers, love, and light go there so we can redirect that storm back out to sea. And you can actually do those things, Sarah. But
Collective, we could.
Yes, yes, as a collective, absolutely. Think about this. Wouldn't it be great if we could get as many people, fill up a stadium, and just all be in this moment together and manifest peace, manifest just, wonderful things. And we have the power to do that at this time. This is the time of the cleansing, and I hate to say this, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. And it's, let's just say it's already begun. And what concerns me is the people's fear, one. And the people's fear is partly what's keeping them in the dark, because they don't want to have certain things in their head or know about things or go, well, how am I going to deal with that? Oh, a storm's coming. Or I'm sick, or, not everybody, every soul is different, and every soul's at a different level of consciousness. Really, we're all here to, grow and learn. But today we were supposed to be talking about different things on my gifts. I'll tell you something else, Sarah. This is the best way I can wrap it up. My gifts. If you say, Michelle, you know, when did you know that you had your gifts? I knew that I had my gifts my whole life, but I was made fun of back in my time. You know, you could get locked up in Looney Tune Bin for real.
Sure.
And, you know, people weren't nice about it. And, you know, oh, that's of the devil, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, that made it very difficult for me. And I shut down, you know, not when I was little, but as I was getting in my teens and people, you know, going through school, oh, she's a weirdo, she's this. So I just went mute. And then the accident when I had a near-death experience, but I really died and came back and I lost family and friends, that changed everything for me. Because I came back with a greater gift. I came back knowing, again, my future and it being enforced and spirit saying, you signed up for this. This is your job. You agreed to do this. And what about the person that just gave up his life for you? What more could a person do? Because we traded seats that day because Spirit jumped in my body, my guardian angel, and said, who wants to trade places with me? In this like masculine voice. And my older cousin that was driving, I have two that were with me, five kids in a car. Imagine that. Bottom line is 45 miles an hour, a head-on collision with a van. And, you know, yeah, the car looked like a unicorn or, you know, that used to play. And Joey died, my cousin, Stevie, my friend. And I'll tell you, Sarah, what really got me is when Spirit said to me, I made it to the heavens, and they said, how selfish, selfish of you, child. And I talk about being humbled in half of a New York second. And I said, well, and your questions are answered before you can even finish them. Like, there's no lack of communication in the spirit world. You know, we don't have a set of vocal cords. It's telepathic. Mm-hmm. It's clairvoyant. So I guess you could say God was good to me. Some days I'll say God's good to me. And then some days I'll say it's a curse. But it's not a curse. It's just a big cross. It's a great responsibility. But I can see, I can hear, I can feel, I can smell, taste, know, and be one with Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit. I call in the guardian angels, all my guardian angels, all my spirit guides. But before I even call them in, I do the Metatron prayer that Metatron gifted me. And I used to only work with Michael and Uriel. And I know who I work with. I know who are my angels, my guides, what they look like, their names, what they're there for. And you know what, Sarah? We even get new guides assigned to us at times.
Really?
Too. Yeah. If you're like having a major crisis and you can't figure it out and you're suicidal and it's not your time, let's say, and your little posse of guardian angels and spirit guides are going, oh, this is a 911, you know, they intervene and they will won't stop that. They'll do everything they can to stop it. And many times they do.
Wow. Very, very. So, in your case, do you think you had to go through a lot of hard times in your yes. early childhood to be able to be yes. ready and emotionally strong enough to be able to bring these messages to the people, especially during this time when we are trying to fight something that's so evil?
It's the evilest thing. It's disgusting, isn't it? It's complete darkness is what it is. And it's rampant, unfortunately. What people don't realize is there's a war that's begun And it's already begun. And that war is between light and dark. And there's no gray area anymore. Even Jesus said, and I'm not of any man-made religion. I just refer to myself as a spiritual medium. And I love Jesus and God and the angels and all of them. So I don't want anybody thinking anything else. And I'm not a Fruit Loop in a Fruit Loop box, meaning a cold reader. But
now,
Jesus, let me say this. Jesus said, anything lukewarm, I spew it from my mouth. What do you think that means, Sarah?
You need to decide whether you're going to be good or whose side you're on.
That's right. And then that determines your fate, where we're going, right?
Well, what about all these people that are so ignorant and they won't listen and they refuse to this cognitive dissonance? Because, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and there are so many people that refuse. I cover virtual sexual abuse. I cover the child abuse. I cover a lot of amazing things that are going on in a dark, you know, there's a lot of dark things. There's some good things, too. It's not all bad. There are some amazing things that are going on, too. But I cover a lot of the hard stuff, too. And there are a lot of people that are completely clueless. And I'm to the point where I don't feel sorry for them anymore. It's time for us to take down these pedophiles and these traffickers. And if these people are traumatized by it, which they will be, it's kind of their fault because they chose not to pay attention at all.
I agree with you. And if anybody knows about somebody that's been violated, that, you know, and they turn their cheek, as far as I'm concerned, they're just as guilty as the person that did what they did to that little girl, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. So now, are the elites, and I hate using the word elite, because that means that they're better than others. It's more like, are the people who happen to have more power right now, because I don't see them as elite in any sort of way. But the people who are in power of the shadow government and things, you know, these Illuminati families, these very powerful people with a lot of money, are they Luciferian? Are they satanic? And do they do ritual abuse of children?
Yes.
And
I'm answering questions. I'm giving you, Sarah, I'm giving you information I've never said out loud in a radio, TV, books, or anything. I've never answered that question.
Well, it's an important question because
what I'm saying is thank you, because no one's ever asked me that question.
Oh, geez. See, that's part of my cognitive dissonance, that it's time. It's time we face the music of what's really going on.
Oh my God, I love this woman.
Well, if the people who have the most power in this world are doing things like that, how can they possibly make good decisions for humanity and for communities?
And that's why we're in the mess we're in. Mother Earth is cleansing house. Look at the fires in California. Look at the waters rising. Look what nature's off sync. And if nature's off sync, where's humanity? Humanity's off sync. And the Earth is off its axis, and the tectonic plates. Everything is moving around. And it's, let's just say, all the cards have been thrown up in the air. And where they land, nobody knows, but it's not going to be pretty or easy. All these man-made BS programs, mostly, I'll say, church and state, meaning government, religion, you know, to create rules to govern the people. And how do they do that? By instilling fear in us. Fear, fear, fear. Don't be fearful. Take your problems to God. God has a solution for every problem. I sometimes can have the worst news and I have to work, and I will tell Spirit, here you go, God. My earthly problems are so small in the grand scheme of things, but I can't let anything get in the way of my readings. So I'm going to put this in a beautiful gold box with a red ribbon and hand it to you, God. And I thank you for your solutions, for they're far greater than I could ever comprehend or wrap my head around. But God is good and great and a loving God, and I thank him every day.
Well, we don't, and we just don't understand the average person, what it is that, what all that is. So go ahead.
It's God's unconditional love, God's creation. God is wisdom. God is, look around, look at the trees, look at the animals, look at the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom is a different group of God's children. That is Mother Nature's children. And Mother Nature, meaning this planet, Mother Earth, that was created by God, was created by the first reflection of heaven, the first level called paradise, utopia. So, you know, but unfortunately, as usual, we fall from grace, like the times in Lemuria, the first creation. One blow, we were wiped out. We fell from grace and abused everything. And that's why Spirit says moderation. Be positive. Be in the moment. Watch your words. Watch your thoughts. Watch, you know, because we're creating and we don't even realize sometimes that we're creating things. If you're thinking, you're creating. If you're speaking, you're creating. If you're visualizing it, you're creating it. You know, it's on the having a pure intent, and it's what you think about, you bring about. What you see, what you speak, you invoke it into matter, and then you get off your bum and you do it. And that's how easy it is. God is willing to help those that will help themselves. This is a powerful time right now. This is a very interesting time. It's a roller coaster. So I would ask everyone to pray up, shield up, use that Metatron prayer. It is on my website, and you can go to that. And that is on the homepage, and it says Michelle recommends, and you push the button, and Sarah, you can see the prayer. And that prayer was given to me, as I said to you earlier, by Archangel Metatron. I know, I skip around. I told you, I'm a mad person.
That's okay. I'm just listening. Well, let me ask you a question about the evil, the satanic, you know, people that are running our world at
this
point.
They're running our world is right. They're running our world.
How did we let people who kill children, drink blood, worship Lucifer, how did we allow that as a human race to happen?
I didn't allow that to happen. I fight the darkness. That is my part of my mission, is to speak about these things and stand up for the innocent and fight for the innocent and do what that's why I really truly believe, Sarah, that God gave me so many gifts to be so diversified, you know, to be able to remote view, to jump in somebody's head. That's not pretty. Let me tell you, people think reading minds is fun. No, you wouldn't want to do that. But yes, they do those things, and they will deny it till the end. But they all do those things. It's just, it's one big circle that just keeps going round and round, and it just gets worse. It doesn't get better. And what's happening is Spirit wants these man-made programs to go down and for a new world, so to speak, where we have the ascension or a shift, like people refer to it, the fifth dimension, or just simply finding yourself in another realm, maybe. Or some may cross over by having a physical death. There are going to be a lot of souls that are going to pass from this point on in everybody's lives, and especially in large numbers.
And will it be we'd be going to a different world, or would the earth just be more mature? Will we just grow up?
We haven't grown up. That's why we're here. We're supposed to grow up here, but we've only screwed this up. And if we hurt the planet, we hurt ourselves. If we destroy the planet, then we're, you know, it makes no sense to me. What war makes no sense to me. Peace makes sense to me.
Yeah, why would we be killing each other? What the heck is that?
That's the question I'd like somebody to give me the answer. Why is it? Why? Because of the darkness. So unfortunately, people learn about that. And unfortunately, it takes some souls a long time, or let's say a lot of incarnations, to get through that.
Well, can, you know, for people like me who've already said, I don't want any part of this, do I have to come back again?
No, I told you that earlier. You must have misunderstood.
No, me. I heard you, but I had to ask it outright.
Oh, no. Definitely. You only came in this time to be of service. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so basically, the
and
ones...
And some other things you had to wrap up, but those were minor, considering, you know, many lifetimes, many incarnations, and what makes you think that we only incarnate here?
I don't. I think that's just an amazing... It's amazing what we're talking about right now. And I've talked to other people about this stuff, and it's a much more broader perspective on the spiritual world and what's going on.
I can get real detailed, trust me.
I'm sure you can. Well, let's talk about some things that aren't so spiritual and amazing. Let's talk about how can we take down this child trafficking and ritual abuse. You see it as getting worse before it gets better. Yeah. I see that hurting children and all that. It's so bad that we have to clean that up if we're going to clean stuff up, because I see that as almost like the core of the evil.
It is the core of the evil. You know what, Spirit told me this, and I didn't share this with anyone other than my homies, and my posse that has physical bodies, like Shantae. Isn't she a sweetheart? We got to give her some love. Right?
She is. She's very helpful for you. You guys work well together. You're awesome.
It's kind of like, I think we were supposed to be tied up, like, you know, what do you call it, the twins? But thank God we're not stuck together. So, you know, just kind of like sisters.
Does Shantae have some of the gifts too?
No, she's gotten a little bit better over the years. She mostly gets information through her dream time, which is the spirit world, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where she taps in is the strongest. And where do you get your information, Sarah?
I don't know. I get it all the time.
No, I get it all the time too, but you got to know where you're getting it from, because you don't ever want to get tricked and have darkness come in and fool you and act like they're of light or giving you information. And you got to know who you're dealing with. And I'm not, let me rephrase this. Or put it in a nicer way, Sarah. Forgive my dogs agree.
Well, I'm glad you have dogs, because I get my dogs will bark. They play, and so it's nice once in a while to hear a different dog bark. Or when I have on video and my dog can hear your dog, then they both start barking at each other. That's happened in the past. But anyways, how do you know that you're being duped by the dark side? That's very difficult for us to know. So how do I know? I have a feeling. I'll get a weird feeling when I have the wrong person.
You get what? Fear, right?
Yeah, it's like, and that's how you know.
Yeah. Well, I see them. So for me, I know, because if I can see them, hear them, feel them, smell them, talk, you know what I mean? Believe me, there's been plenty of people that have popped up in my bedroom, and I know that sounds crazy, but meaning their spirit. For example, my better half, his father passed, and I was in a dilemma, and he had crossed over, and this was some time ago, and I was ill, and it turned out that he ended up in spirit saving my life. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's just, well, that's the stuff that I find is amazing, is that, and this is what happens to me with this show. I just run across, it's like almost too easy for me to get, it's like it was given, like I'm supposed to be doing all these things right now. And it's not easy from a dealing with it emotionally, but getting the people I need to onto my show is just, it's like they just, it just happens. It's really weird.
No, it's meant to get, it's meant to go out. It has to go out. That anybody, you know, you're getting credit from Spirit One for just saying yes and having the courage to come down here and help out your fellow sisters and brothers and be a service. And two, you're trying to understand that, and you're going to grow and you'll get better. And then probably, you know, then you'll sort out later on in your life. You know, we go through cycles, but that with the vibration that is happening and the vibration raises, if you don't raise your vibration with the planet, let's say, or, you know, what Spirit's doing, raising the vibration, raising the veil, if you don't, if you're not spiritually awakened, you are like the lost sheep that are going off to be slaughtered. That's called the dark side.